you do believe you can get back there someday, or you wish you'd be back. Whether it happens so soon, I don't know. We did set our sights on getting back there. That was definitely something. Once you get there, you know, there is a possibility. You can never say never.
Yeah, because it was a young enough team, wasn't it, at the time?
And a lot changed since then. We had a good crop of minors who had won a minor championship in Derry, and they won the hurling as well. So they came in as well and really added to it, the likes of Shane and Keelan and boys like that who have a lot of success maybe at Hogan level for St. Patrick's College Mahara as well. When those things all came together, we thought, you know, we can kick on here again, and look where that's got us, a bit of belief and a bit of hard work.
Yeah, and talk to me about this year, the seasons when you set out in Derry. You know, obviously Derry's a minefield, isn't it?
Oh, well, yeah, it's a very tough championship, and you know, we found Derry as tough as we found Ulster and the All-Ireland semi-final as well. You can never take Derry for granted, and we didn't this year. We made a point of taking a game at a time, because you never know who picks up an injury, you never know what can happen. Somebody could miss a ball or something like that, that becomes very crucial in the score. So it was very much a relaxed attitude to all the hype and ambition, when really the only way you can get to where you want to be is take it step by step. Mm. And full credit to the management and the likes of Chrissy and Patsy and Frank, the leaders of the team. They kept the whole thing together throughout the year, and that's a big key factor.
Mm. And getting out of Derry was a big one as well, wasn't it? It was, you know, you could set your sights then on Ulster.
It was. Once you get out of Derry, any team can throw off the shackles, because once you get through Derry, you know you're good enough to compete at any level. Then when you get through to the Ulster finals, you know, you keep getting a few games, you get a bit of momentum. You're in the Ulster final, you can push on, you know, you believe you're good enough to win it. And we were lucky enough to get in the good side of a tough game, and that just sets you up for a lovely pre-season or winter period for next year.
Yeah, and how did you manage that break? Because that's obviously a difficult period, isn't it? You know, over the Christmas and the festivities and the turkey and the Christmas cake and you name it.
Oh, plenty of turkey, all right. Well, because we were in the hurling as well, we didn't get as much of a break as other clubs might have had, but you know, we actually were happy enough to not have the break, because then you maybe don't eat as much turkey as you had hoped you were going to.
Difficult was it to find for the likes of you now to combine the two, the hurling and the football?
Wasn't too bad, because they had it so well organised. We didn't have anything to worry about. We were happy enough to just go with what the management had planned for us, and if you felt tired, we said we felt tired, and they managed that accordingly.
By Corrifin 2 years ago, playing Dr. Crokes, who looked very good against Corrifin in their semi-final. What was the big thing you've learned from 2 years ago?
Maybe maturity on a big day. Maybe we did get caught up in a bit of the headlights of Croke Park and being the club down there for the first time.
And of course, the girls have put the pressure on now, haven't they?
If I've heard that word pressure once since I come again, I've heard it 1,000 times. But no, there's no pressure on us. Look, everybody's delighted that the Camogie Gears won, and if the footballers can do the same, well, what a time in the club this will be, and we're hoping that we can achieve it, and there's no pressure in the football. Let us play the football.
And tell me, Dr. Crokes, obviously everybody talks about the Gooch, but they're a good club side.
Oh, you can't just look by the Gooch. You know, likes of Johnny Buckley in there as well. Like, they're not shy of good footballers. They have a lot of handier footballers around the Gooch. I know it's handy having them in your team, but the boys around him work very, very hard as well, and we're by no means disillusioned that this is going to be a handy game.